Yo, it's House Money Sports. I'm your host, Wolfman J. I'm flying solo today. It's April 30th, 4:30. So you know what that means. Absolutely nothing. No Big D today, and no Sharkhead, the guy known in very, 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 very few circles as Sharkhead. Like, he's known in hardly any circles as that. Who knows where the hell they are today, but they'll be back Saturday. We're going to talk some NBA playoffs. Playoffs? We'll talk some baseball. We'll talk some, we'll probably talk some players' girlfriends. You know, who knows? Maybe we'll talk about a 90s grunge band that was named after a basketball player. You know, maybe there's another one out there that we can find. So we'll talk about that. I'm sure LeBron's going to be up 2-0 by then with two wins in Toronto. I'm sure Drake will have pissed on himself in grief. So we're going to talk about Drake pissing all over himself. Should be a lot of fun. So tune in for that. But today, it's just me. It's just Wolfman, KKTY Studios here in Bayside, California. No, I'm just kidding. I'm in my Jeep. I just want to talk about the Bears draft really quick. Ryan Pace and the front office let their nuts hang all over the league. So that was fun. And then I want to talk about which bitch-ass Colorado Rockies getting drilled this week. They come to town today. I think they play a three-game set. So I want to talk about that. Who's taking one right off of the... Hopefully it's a little higher in the gluteus. Hopefully it's right in the small of the back, like right where the liver is. Like, that's where my ideal spot where I want to see it. That's going to send them crashing down and probably knock them out of the series. You don't want to see anybody get really injured, but, you know, I'll see somebody get nicked up and miss the entire series. That's ideal for me. So stay right here. I want to talk about that. I'll be right back. Not going to be a long one, so stay tuned. The Bears! Bears! Yo. Ryan Pace, the Bears front office, home run with this draft. I think you saw with the last 3 years, they took long-term projects. Starting with Kevin White. Obviously, that didn't work out. Flopped on its ass. His college tape was unbelievable. You can't really fault a guy for picking a dude that did that type of shit in college and just ran over everyone, was stronger and faster than everyone by like two times over. Didn't work out in the NFL for whatever reason. So I'll give him a pass on that one. Even though it was a top 10 flop, that's kind of tough, but you know, busts are busts. Leonard Floyd looks like he could be, you know, he could, warrant that top 10 pick. It looks like he's coming on. He does some good things. Jury's still out on him a little bit, but I think you like what you see at least. And then Trubisky, you know, that's the guy. Who knows with him? Let's hope like hell that it does work out, but you know, we don't know. But they're all three long-term projects. This year, he took the best college defensive player in the draft, my guy Roquan Smith. I'm glad that the transition for me wanting to call him Raekwon to Roquan wasn't that bad. I'm really comfortable calling him Roquan now. So that process didn't take as long as I thought it would. But he's probably fast. Like, do I have to look at draft analysis to know that that dude is fast? He's from the SEC. He played in big games. He probably hits people really, really hard. So, and I have seen him play, he played in the national championship game and he beat, Baker Mayfield's ass in the semifinals. So, you know, he's a plug and play type of dude. He's going to be the best player on your team by week 8. He's probably going to make a lot of good plays. And, so that is one where, right, he comes in right away, makes an impact. Plus he's got his wingman, Leonard Floyd. To show him all the hot spots in town, show him where all the nice women are with good personalities. So they played in college together, and actually Roquan said that he looked up to Leonard Floyd, so you got that whole dynamic. Also, Roquan Smith, I mean, he's paint by numbers going down the list of shit to say. Like, he already name dropped Butkus, Singletary, and Urlacher, so... he's saying all the right things. Like, he's endearing himself, like, immediately to the Chicago fan base with those three icons. So hopefully he slides in and he could be in there like swimwear, you know, or maybe not like swimwear, but, you know, he can be in there like something. But going to make some plays, going to make some plays all over the field. Can't wait to watch that. They took the offensive lineman in the second round from Iowa. I think, like, if you're going to pick an offensive lineman, it might as well be from Iowa. That they breed them over there. I think that's where they're bred. Like, they have a factory where they just, oh, here's an offensive lineman, here's a guard, bam, and then he shoots out, and then he puts on pads, and he goes to Iowa City. The best thing he has going for it, like, the best thing he has going for him is that he was drafted in the second round and not the first round, because who the hell wants to draft an offensive lineman in the first round? Not me. Second round is even a little bit of a stretch, but since he's from Iowa, I'll accept this one. He's going to play right away. I don't know exactly where. They're talking like he can slide between guard and center, I believe. And with my guy, Cody Whitehair, already firmly established at center and looking pretty comfortable there, I don't know why you'd mess with that, but he's going to play. Can't ever have too many offensive linemen, so he's gonna see the field. You got your protection for Mitch Trubisky, but then you also added a weapon. The biggest gangster move of the draft by Ryan Pace was definitely trading back to number 51 to get Anthony Miller. He played at Memphis. I watched a lot of their games. I bet on a lot of their games. They scored 80 points a game. Like, literally, it might have been a little less than that, but they scored a lot of points. They threw it 700 times. 650, they threw it to Anthony Miller. He made all the plays. He's got great hands. He's got good feet. He makes all the catches. He can catch the ball in traffic. He could outrun you. He's one of those guys where he wasn't a high profile guy. Like, he came in under the radar. I want to say he was even a walk on. So he had to work hard. So he's got that whole thing going for him. That is my wide receiver one. I think he comes in because you have Allen Robinson. He's coming back from the ACL. That's a different story. You don't know where he's going to be in that whole process. So Anthony Miller is my guy. Like, he comes in and he's the dude. Like, I should probably go get an Anthony Miller jersey, being that that is my last name. And I feel that comfortable with the fact that he is going to be a big-time receiver in the NFL. Like, people think that he's just coming in to make the team, and I think he's going to be a big-time receiver. That's the type of ceiling that I have for this dude. The ceiling is the roof. If I could steal a quote from Michael Jordan, the ceiling is the roof. Anytime you can quote MJ, you got to take it, and I feel like that's a good spot to do that. So, Anthony Miller, my guy already, that is a home run, grand slam, Ryan Pace, nuts hang. Then you got Joel, my guy Joel Igbadibi. We'll call him Joel. Western Kentucky dude. They had like two guys on the defense that played any defense at all. Hopefully he was one of them. I don't know. Western Kentucky had the ball for exactly 1 minute a game because they scored in like 30 seconds every possession. So the defense was on the field a lot. So, you know, he's got endurance, you know. And every linebacker that the Bears ever have on the roster plays, like, important downs. So, you know, he's going to get on the field at some point. He's probably going to be a special teams at first, but then he's going to get like, they're going to have like six injuries by week seven, and he's going to be forced into action, and they're going to be like, oh, here comes Joel Igbadibi, and he's playing, and he's going to get burnt or something. And then, like, he'll make a couple plays. Like, he'll get a fumble, and then, like, he'll return it, like, maybe for a touchdown or like to the 10 or so. He's going to make like an awesome play, like Khalil Greenish. And then, you know, so he's going to be like that type of dude. But then we won't see him again, because then the other linebackers will get healthy, and then we won't see him again until next year. And then, so that's probably what that guy is. That's what Joel is. But I'll take that in the fourth round. Actually, Lance Briggs was drafted in the fourth round, so you never know, I believe. Don't fact check that. Just take my word for it. Desert Swarm. You know what I'm saying? Treyway. Lance Briggs. So you never know. Fourth rounders can pan out. I like the picks. I like all the picks, especially the first those four. Now, fifth round and down, you never know. You just hope those guys make the roster. You know, maybe they might make a play on like a tackle, one tackle. If you get one tackle on special teams, fifth round and down, you're doing good in my book. They got a dude named Kylie in the sixth round from Utah. I think he's a defensive end. They didn't address their end pass rusher, which is the only position in need that they didn't address, but they aced everything else. They got everything else. Kylie's a defensive end. So, hey, there's a opportunity. You know, sometimes that's all you need is opportunity. But his name's Kylie. You know, I don't know how I feel about that. He probably doesn't take any shit. He probably has a mean right hook. Like, that's the guy I want to go to the bar with. Like, as soon as they see me walking in with Kylie, they're not going to fuck with us because Kylie's done taking shit. So he's got that factor. You know, he's probably mean. So you don't know what you got there. But, hey, he looks like a football player. So I'm going to put him in the good category as far as six-rounders go. Or maybe was it seventh round? I think it was sixth round. But whatever. I'll take it. I'm putting him, he's in the good pile. He's in the good pile. Everybody's in the good pile in this draft. I mean, everybody, this is a great draft. You have impact players on both sides of the ball. You have an offensive lineman that's going to make an impact. And then you have, you know, a guy that has a last name you can't pronounce. And then you have a dude that doesn't take any shit. So, home run draft for me. I like it. Here's to 9-7 next year. So cheers to that. And that's it. That's it. You know, let's talk about who, what bitch ass Rocky is getting dusted. Stay tuned. Yo, Wolfman J, back at you. Man, I wish my name was like Dak or something. Like, why couldn't my mom name me Dak like Dak Prescott's mom? That way I could be Wolfman Dak, which is closer to Wolfman Zach, my hero. But anyway, I want to talk about the bitch-ass Rockies are coming to town. Three-game set, I believe, starting today, or starting tonight. And this is the payback series from KB taking one right between the eyes with gas from Marquez. That pussy isn't pitching in the series, unfortunately. So you have a lot of options. Who are we dusting? If it was up to me, I would dust the entire lineup first time through. I'd put them all in their ass. But they probably won't do that. Option one, LeMahieu. Him and Baez got into it. Fuck him. He was trying to steal signs. Baez was in front of him. He started crying like a little bitch. And so he's number one. I think he bats second. Lester, you should go. Like, this is where you should hit him. Rib cage, right below the rib cage, right above the ass bone, like the tailbone. Right there in that little soft spot. He's going to go down in a heap. And he's not going to play for the rest of the series. Plunk him right there with 94. You don't want to go high, even though they hit KB in the face. You don't want to like mess with somebody's career. But put one right there. I don't have a problem with putting somebody down for the series in game one. They're not going to clear him after that either. They're not going to clear him. There's going to be a lot of mean mugs. After that, LeMahieu option one. Then you go Arenado option two. Hit his ass. He just got into he just charged the mound and threw haymakers and tried to murder whoever pitcher was. I think it was Miami. Again, don't fact check me on any of this stuff. You're just going to take my word for it. He started throwing haymakers. You know he's not going to charge the mound, so you get a freebie in there. That's a freebie. You know, and so you get one. They're going to be pissed, but you get one. All right. They might even retaliate after that, but probably not because they're little bitches. Okay. And then they only do it when they know that their retaliation isn't coming. Right. So they already got their piece of flesh with KB. They got enough. So two after Arenado, they'll probably chalk that up and consider it a tie. Then Trevor Story. boom, right between the shoulder blades, put him on his ass, and then it's off and running. Contreras is going to come out in nothing but a Venezuelan flag. I'm pretty sure he probably knows some jiu-jitsu type shit because he looks like he could kick everybody on the Rockies' ass by himself. And then you got Pedro Strop. That's really all you need, Contreras and Strop. Hopefully Contreras doesn't have any weapons at that point. Hopefully he's just hand-to-hand combat. But that's the three guys I would hit. That's the three guys I would hit. Blackman would be up there, but I think his beard might be too legit to be mad at him like that. Like, I hope he gets his ass kicked by somebody, like maybe La Stella or something like that. But I wouldn't throw at him. I'm throwing at Arenado for the freebie, and then I'm hitting Story, and we'll sort it out later. But that's what I'm doing. Tune in tonight. It's going to be interesting. Must-see TV. I'll be there. And don't forget Saturday. I don't know how many of these I'm going to do this week. I'm probably going to try to come back and do one on Wednesday and then maybe one on Friday leading up into the Saturday edition of the Big D Sharkhead and Wolfman J show. And again, Wolfman J, work in progress. We're going to work that out. Hopefully we have that worked out by Saturday. I got the Twitter page up. Check us out. House Money Sports Podcast. The handle is @podcast_house. I don't know why it did that. That's not the one that I said. It's the one that, it's like, here you go. This is what you get. It just gave it to me. So I got to live with it unless I change it. But I'm already too deep in. So it's a whole thing. I'm doing that whole thing. I don't know what I'm going to do. So for right now, it's there. We're going to get a website. We're going to get a Facebook page. So check it out. And yeah, that's it. We'll see you later. Have a good one. I need to get a sign off too. Like, what do I say? Like, have a great day, and we'll see you again. Blah out.